Commission meeting. Can they or can they not campaign? They can campaign, but Colton doesn't like it.
Yeah, last week he got some pushback after making comments that he said were his personal opinion about candidates for county office showing up to speak at public forums at county meetings. He said that someone who is running for office should be cautioned about coming to the microphone during public forum and making statements that could be considered campaign statements. Of course, he did get some pushback. There are a lot of people who, you know, they have a right to be there and speak. But he did clarify that it's his personal opinion. He says that he feels that giving presentations in public forum, especially if you've never done that and you're running for office, you're campaigning, he just thinks it's poor taste.
Hey,
looks
hey,
like
Melanie, you know, look, can I do something here? We are having terrible. We're at least keeping the phone line connected, which is a win for us. But we are having a terrible time hearing you. It's fading in and out. Are you not on like a Bluetooth or a speakerphone or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. So, but see, that sounded so much better. Okay. So Colton got, you know, people, you know, who are running for office. There's a lot of them running for the district 2 seat, particularly against Kerry Smith, and some concern about, you know, they think he's suppressing their free speech rights. I think it's ironic that they would complain that he's suppressing free speech rights and expressing his opinion about their expression of opinion. But okay. Anything else on this story?
I'm sorry?
Anything else on that story?
No, he just clarified that it was his personal opinion, and he wasn't telling people that they couldn't get up there and speak. It was just in the spirit of campaigning. He thought it was in poor taste.
Right, which, I mean, certainly he's entitled to that opinion, too. Candidates are entitled, electeds are entitled, and regular folks. AI data centers, they're looking at a moratorium for 12 months, right?
Yes, yes, they are. The county commission did have a vote, but they're going to revisit the issue in 12 months to have something more strengthened for a more permanent ban.
I thought what they did is they voted to come back with a staff recommendation for language for an ordinance, and that it'd be, if they pass it, it'd be a 12-month moratorium, and then they can come back after that. Because of Burt Harris, right? That's the big concern. If you go more than 12 months, Burt Harris Act takings come into place, right?
Yes, and the Burt Harris Act, it could open them up for some lawsuits from any company that wants to develop anything, really. So, of course, all of this is hypothetical because right now Santa Rosa County doesn't have any actual development application for such facilities, so they're just getting ahead of it.
Right, right, which is the same in Escambia County. There's no such thing actually taking place, not even any inquiries in Santa Rosa, only a couple of very low-grade inquiries in Escambia as well. The Gulf Breeze Community Center is getting some work.
Yeah, so it's been about 15 years since it reopened after hurricane damage from Hurricane Ivan. And the Parks and Rec director, he said it's time to start maintenance on the building. So they on Monday, they approved Eco Gardens Landscaping to do some work. They're going to take the stucco down, and there's been some cracks and some damage and that sort of thing. So they're going to take stucco down, repair it, and put some aluminum siding up. It's a lot better for the weather in this area.
Yeah, it's stucco. Anybody who made stucco in Florida kind of wonder where their head was. And then last thing is you have a big, long series. This is going to make John very happy. Is it how you have a sports football preview series coming in the paper, right?
Yes, our sports editor, every year he does a 10-part series that previews college football teams throughout the region. This is his first week, and he is focusing on South Alabama and the rest of the Sun Belt Conference.
Nice.
And he does a really good job.
Okay.
You know, I look forward to that every year because I know football season's right around the corner.
It's get ready time for John. Outstanding. Very good. Melanie Cormody, she is the managing editor for the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, thank you for the time. Thanks for the good work on the content in the paper. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you. See you in the brief.
You bet. 8:15 News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We're still dealing with the two accidents, East Johnson Avenue and Kim Strand. I'm not seeing any delays with that. Let's see here. If you're on I-110, everything is looking good. Not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're working on a home improvement project, you got a repair, or you're building something, an add-on, an expansion, or a renovation, or you build things for a living, or anywhere on that spectrum, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Now, if you build things for a living, oh man, they are absolutely your place. They are the commercial construction supply business here. The warehouse is here. If they need to do special orders for you, specified products or special things the engineer asks for, the architect, they do that all the time. Obviously, they won't stock those things because they're for one project only. But they can order it for you. They can help you with that. But if it's any other regular supply that you might need, they have it all the time in stock. They won't need to order it because, you know, if they don't have it, you don't need it. They've been doing this for 175 years, since 1851, since before there was Levi's, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire country. It's amazing when you think about it. They have been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chad.
I just take blue-green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Iome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code VIOME50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You recognize the smell of marijuana, but it's not just a smell. It's a warning. If you can smell it, harmful chemicals are entering your lungs, bloodstream, and brain, and our children too. Every inhale affects brain development and triples the risk of serious respiratory issues. Protect your kids and grandkids from the dangers of marijuana. Their future is on the line. This message is sponsored by the Department of Children and Families and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Go, go, Gadget Coach! Wowzers!
Good morning, 819 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, good morning. The death toll is climbing after two powerful back-to-back earthquakes in Venezuela yesterday. 164 people minimum have died. That number is expected to continue rising as many people are trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings. Nearly 1,000 people reported injured as well. The magnitude of the two quakes was 7.2 and then 7.5. President Trump's Great American State Fair is underway in Washington, D.C. He hosted the kickoff celebration at the National Mall last night.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
And,
too early, Brooke. You stay in your lane.
Absolutely. Which is tying in with the an event to honor America's 250th anniversary. Opening day also featured military flyovers and the Army and Marine Corps bands, as well as a performance from Lee Greenwood and the giant Ferris wheel. Can't forget about the giant Ferris wheel.
Of course, right. Yeah.
The highlight of the event.
Next to the algae or the cut up. Have you seen?
Oh, man.
This whole the green algae and the alleged vandalism and the redoing of the no bid contract and all of the stuff. I think this might be my favorite. Somebody on Twitter, I just can't bring myself to call it X, Gulf of Mexico, says, will any Democrat urge people not to vandalize the reflective pool anymore? Answer, I will talk to all of my friends in the LGBTQ community about these algegations. No.
Someone's great.
The LGBTQ community.
Oh, my goodness.
But weren't there people who were, like, wearing T-shirts that were like, you go, algae, we celebrate you at the side of the reflecting pool?
I would doubt it. It was crazy.
At this point, I wouldn't
doubt it. I love this country. This country is crazy. We are crazy in the best possible way. David, were you done?
Well, I did have one rumor mill item about Taylor Swift, if you're interested.
Not really.
All right, then. I'm
done. No, go ahead.
Well, there's some rumors out there indicating Taylor Swift might be getting married to Travis Kelce at Madison Square Garden next month. Sources say that they're planning a gathering at Madison Square Garden July 2nd, and then the next day they'll have about 1,000 guests at the same venue for a celebration.
No.
Only 1,000 at the Madison Square Garden?
I know, it's not that many. What? That's kind of low, right?
It's a little bit low attendance, yeah.
You could charge admission
for
that.
Will she sing at her own wedding?
Well, I don't know.
Again, charge admission for the seats.
Yeah, and let the fans come. It seems like a very fan-oriented kind of thing that she could do, for sure, and that's certainly her style. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 823 on News Radio 92.3. There was something else I was going to do there, and I just have completely forgotten now. So we'll just move on to other stuff. Oh, no. Actually, I remembered. John, have you seen the World Cup fans who have come here from all over the world? So fascinating. Suddenly discovering, oh my God, America's an amazing place.
Yes.
Like they didn't know. These people live like kings. What's wrong with us, you know? Mm-hmm. But have you seen the food item that they are all trying to smuggle back to their countries?
Yes, because I was told by a TSA employee what they're trying to do.
Oh. Remember? Okay, so let me tell you the story, and then you can tell me the part I don't know, apparently, which is that they're smuggling ranch dressing.
That's it.
In their luggage, and the TSA actually had to put out an announcement. We still have a liquids volume limit policy, and you cannot bring more than, what is it, 3.4 ounces or something like that, I think, isn't it? Something like that. So TSA actually said they had a warning. Are you kicking around the idea of flying home with your favorite dip? If you're traveling within the U.S., make sure to keep your carry-on sauces to 3.4 ounces or less and place any large containers in your checked bags. So if you're, first of all, they've discovered ranch while they're here, and they're going back to, they don't have ranch in their country? What kind of barbarism is that?
I know.
But in fairness, or in unfairness, have you ever eaten the ketchup in, like, England?
Oh, yes.
Ugh. Oh. It's like if you took a bunch of ketchup and dragged it through the pond and then served less flavor. You know, like, that's what it would be. It's terrible. It's not even ketchup. The same around the world. So if they don't know there's ranch. So now here's the follow up on this is that Kraft has actually come up with a promotional item, TSA compliant ranch dressing.
And you know what? My TSA source told me that people have been taking little packets.
Oh yeah, packets, individual. So that's what this is. It's a
and they're seeing that on the scan.
It's a package of packages. So that each individual one, like my wife said, why don't they just go to McDonald's and get some of the cups? Or well, so my thought would be, I would think that if TSA is trying to prohibit people from making a liquid bomb, which is what that originates from, that they wouldn't want you bringing 43 2-ounce packets either.
Sit there and open.
Because, you know, if the bomb is the concern, then... I don't know. But I just love the fact that they're They've discovered ranch dressing for the first time ever, and they're going to row it back. Like, you see, have you seen? Is it the Swedes, the Norwegians? Who's doing the rowing thing?
I think it's the Swedish.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Sure, they do synchronized rowing in the stands or in Times Square, as one time took place. So there's just wild stuff. I'm not into the World Cup. It's just not my cup of tea particularly. But
I'm enjoying these stories.
Yeah, the peripheral culture issues around it are fascinating. And the people who are, like, showing up at a Buc-ee's, oh, my God, this is a gas station.
Exactly. They're like, oh,
this is a Waffle House, 24 hours a day, food, you know, because
they don't have them.
You know, American culture in all these ways has not exactly, permeated all of foreign culture, at least not yet. America. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Just got one accident on the big board right now at East Lakeview Avenue and Haines Street. Not seeing any delays. Just wanted you to be aware. Also, the traffic light is still out at Campus Drive and North Davis Highway.
Ooh.
So that's been out all morning.
Thank God
so
nobody drives that road ever during rush hour.
Okay. Okay. We'll let you think about that one.
Oh, man.
All right. So other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So would that be... Okay, so that's the like where the Starbucks used to be, up by the restaurants, up that way, off that where it becomes Highway 90, I'm guessing. If it's the back entrance to Campus Drive, I'm guessing that's what that would be. So in any case, be careful running through that area. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle or trying to avoid thinking about it because, you know, you don't like the process, nobody does except John, he's weird. But, you know, you know you need to. Okay, start lightly. Just go look. Go look. You're not going to buy anything. You might still, because you might find what you want exactly. But, you know, go to Frontier and just look around. And, you know, go ahead and tell them, hey, this is kind of where I'm at. This is kind of, you know, what I'm trying to accomplish. What do you recommend? Because they see all the cars. They see 300 cars are on the lot at any moment, trucks and vans and SUVs, and they sell about 150. So they hear from people what they like and don't like. And they'll, you know, they can help you. They're kind of like your consultants if you want to treat them that way instead of the adversary. But I know the typical thing is to treat car salespeople like that. Don't. They're not. Okay, they're different. But anyway, just get some guidance from them and just drive a few cars. Just drive a couple and see what you like. And maybe you don't find anything you like. Or maybe you find three that you like. I don't know. Maybe you find one, but it's not the right color, or the price is, you know, a little more, so you'd like, you know, higher miles or a slightly older one. Whatever the case may be, send them looking for it. They do kind of like personal shopping for people for cars all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. What else do we have going on this morning? This is a story that I'm waiting to hear more about, but here's what we know at this point. The Postmaster General for the United States Postal Service, not always the most celebrated federal agency, unfortunately. I appreciate that there's a post office. I don't know why anybody uses it anymore because, you know, we all send things digitally. But, okay, they still deliver mail and, you know, it's...
They deliver bills.
And they deliver, deliver Amazon packages on Sunday, whatever. Testifying in Congress, the head of the Postal Service was asked about, hey, there's this regulation we've heard where the president is saying that if a state does not provide the list of verified valid voters against which you can compare recipients for mail-in ballots, that you won't deliver those ballots in that state. Is that true?
Yeah.
What? Seriously. Apparently, the Postal Service, one has to imagine at the direction of the administration, that because he's issued this executive order on election integrity and they have to provide a list of their eligible voters against which the mailings can be compared is how I understand it to work. States who are not willing to provide that list are not going to have their mail delivered by the Postal Service at elections. Will not be able to do absentee and mail-in ballots. Wow. That is a massive misuse of a federal agency. Because the Postal Service's job is not to figure out which mail's legit, which mail's not legit, which mail satisfies Trump or not. They're just to deliver the letters. To be continued.
Fox News. I'm Therese Crowley. Buildings buckle under magnitudes of power in a pair of earthquakes in Caracas, Venezuela. More than 160 known dead, as many as 1,000 injured. A 7.2 quake followed by a 7.5 40 seconds later. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the number one U.S. response is search and rescue.
The Department of War is going to have to play a big logistical role here because they have the ability to land in challenging places. Right now, the airport in Caracas is damaged. One of the runways is cracked. And so, but the Department of War has the capability to land in situations like that.
Teams from Fairfax County, Virginia, and Los Angeles already dispatched. Rubio says he had a really good meeting with the King of Bahrain on security details for Gulf allies in the Iran peace deal. Says there's zero support for any toll or fee on the Strait of Hormuz. America is listening to Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. Good morning. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 75 degrees with cloudy skies. We'll get a look at our forecast in a few minutes. A Pensacola Beach doctor is facing 41 federal charges for allegedly running a pill mill operation. Edward Scott Morrison is accused of illegally prescribing more than 25,000 controlled substance pills, including over 22,000 opioid pills, without conducting physical exams or establishing a legitimate medical need. The indictment alleges Morrison wrote prescriptions simply upon patients' requests. The controlled substances involved include oxycodone, hydrocodone, Xanax, and Adderall, among others. Morrison practices on Fort Pickens Road on Pensacola Beach and holds staff privileges at West Florida Regional Medical Center as well. Well, one of the oldest cold cases ever solved using DNA has given a Revolutionary War soldier his name back. Private John Pumphrey of Maryland disappeared at the Battle of Camden, South Carolina in 1780. His skeletal remains were among seven unmarked graves found at the battlefield. Forensic researchers extracted a DNA sample from Pumphrey's bones, matched it to dozens of descendants of his four nephews through a public database. His military record confirmed he'd been listed as missing after the battle. His remains have been reburied with full military honors. The donut strike for Manna in its second day today. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the annual three-day food drive is one of his favorite community events because he knows exactly where every donation goes.
You know, food goes to Manna, and having been on the board, Manna for the board member, for Manna, I know that the food stays here local, and that's very important to me.
Nine agencies are participating, including the Escambia Sheriff's Office, PPD, Pensacola Fire, Gulf Breeze Police and Fire, Escambia Fire Rescue, Midway Pace, Midway Fire and Pace Fire Rescue, and the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. First responders today are at several grocery stores around the area, including Piggly Wiggly, six different Publix locations, Sam's Club, and multiple Walmarts. Well, get ready for some intense heat. Summertime temperatures are definitely here.
We'll close out the last weekend of June. Widespread heat indexes are forecast to reach into triple digits. Don't be too concerned about the tropical waves out there. The National Hurricane Center forecasters say no tropical cyclone formation is expected over the next 7 days in the Atlantic Basin. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
The Florida Board of Governors is meeting today to consider banning undocumented immigrants from attending public universities in the state. An exception could be made if a school didn't fill all of its seats with academically qualified applicants. If approved, the ban would take effect in the 2027 to 2028 school year. Governor DeSantis signing two new laws aimed at reining in local government finances. One of those bills strengthening safeguards against local property tax increases. The other requiring local governments to publish detailed financial information online. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. We're still dealing with the traffic light that's out at Campus Drive in North Davis Highway right there at the entrance to UWF. And let's see here. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. Seeing some minor delays right now on 98 eastbound as you approach the Navarre Beach Bridge. And we also just got a text. The Costco is the full traffic is steady going in, and the parking traffic is gnarled. So Think hurricane shopping a day before the storm. Think about that. All right. That's a look at your traffic. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 50% chance of that rain overall. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high near 89. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Heading into Saturday, plenty of sunshine, 10% chance of rain, high near 90 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it's 74 degrees with cloudy skies. Your money now. Markets are up today. The Dow up about 325 and three quarter points at 52,174.63. S&P 500 up well over a half percent today at 45 points at 7,404.43. The NASDAQ also up 157 points at 25,633.705. 10-year bond rate down at 4.38%. Gold prices up 28.70 at 4,037.50. Silver up a quarter percent, 58.22 this morning. Bitcoin is up over 1,100 at 60,891.85. Looking at those oil prices, West Texas Intermediate down a quarter at 70.09 a barrel. Brent crude down 27 cents at 73.47 a barrel. Looking at gas prices, the national average for a gallon of regular is down today, 3.91. The Florida state average is up 3.83 this morning. That's up from 3.78. From 3.78 yesterday and a little bit higher than a week ago at 3.70. Taking a look at our local averages, Escambia County seeing prices averaging about 3.47 today. Santa Rosa County averaging right about 3.52. Well, fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing first-time requests for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says it received 215,000 claims for the week ending June 20th. That's a decrease of 12,000 from the prior week's revised total. Analysts had been expecting numbers to come in around 223,000. A record number of cities across the U.S. now have starter homes valued at $1 million or more. According to Zillow, 242 cities across 26 states have housing markets with that price tag as an entry point for home ownership. California, with the most cities on the list, 105 there. Second on the list, New York, with 42 cities. New Jersey, Florida, and Massachusetts also rounding out the top five. Well, the price for the long-anticipated Grand Theft Auto 6 video game has been revealed. Rockstar Games announced it'll cost gamers $80 to buy the basic single-player version of the game. Meanwhile, the Ultimate Edition will set fans back $100. Pre-orders for that game open today. It's 8:39, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Please be advised. You may want to stop eating the following foods immediately. Broccoli, kale, bean sprouts, blueberries, quinoa, spinach.
Wait, what? I thought those were good for me.
Turns out, not for everyone. Because what's healthy for one person can cause inflammation for another. And the only way to really know what your body needs is to listen to it.
Listen how?
That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to understand what's happening inside you right now. When your results come in, you'll learn exactly which foods to eat, which to avoid, and which supplements are right for you. All based on the world's largest RNA-based human biology database and thousands of clinical research studies. And many people who use Viome report more energy, better digestion, and a better mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing. Learn more at Viome.com/gut. V as in Victor, Viome.com/GUT. And use coupon code GUTHEALTH50 to save $50 off your purchase. Viome. Trust your gut.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Join Corey Miller from Goodwill Gulf Coast tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel for their inaugural show. They will be discussing services which are available free to the community and how Goodwill can serve you. Topics will range from education, employment, resources, and more. Text or call in your questions tomorrow and go online to goodwillgulfcoast.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, John, this one's for you. It kind of came up the other day when we were talking about doors being open and being closed. And you know,
why do you blame me?
Credit.
Oh, okay. It sounded like blame to me.
No, this is for you, not because of you.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
you sound a little beleaguered.
I don't know. The whole Eminem scandal got
me. I know.
Got to me.
It's going to leave a mark, an oddly W-shaped mark. Well, you got it upside down. Exactly. Okay, so do pets go on the bed? 437-1620, 437-1620. Do you have pets? And if you don't have pets, I mean, you can't really answer.
Put
but,
my
you know,
fish on the bed.
Do pets go on the bed? 437-1620. Do they sleep with you? Do they intrude on you? Do they lick your face? You know, do pets go on the bed, John?
Oh, heck yes.
Not just a little yes, but a full Ole Miss heck yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Sleep with us.
They sleep
everything.
With you. Okay. Yep. Do they jump up and jump down in middle of the night, or they pretty much stay? You have dogs, right?
Yeah. Well, poor little Opry, the English bulldog. She goes that we have stairs for her.
Oh, hip issues or just old, can't jump that high anymore?
Well, no. I mean, she's almost 50 pounds, so she ain't jumping that high.
The other problem.
Yeah, so she ain't jumping that high. I mean, doctor said she's healthy, so we're good. But, and we haven't taught the other puppy how to jump yet.
Okay.
So he just runs around on the bed. But, yeah, sometimes during the night she will get up and she'll go lay on the floor because it's tile floor.
Okay,
you know,
cooler.
Cool off. Yeah. But most of the time she's right up against
fat girl problems.
I didn't say it.
Well, you know, too hot on the bed, go lay on the cool tile,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And she loves getting underneath my comforter.
Okay. We are not. We don't do dogs on the bed.
Why?
Honestly, ask my wife.
No, I'm asking you.
I don't
you
really
know
care,
the reason.
Except I do know that our dogs would, they're Australian Shepherds, which means that they're clinically insane.
That's on you.
High energy, you know, just they'll bark at anything. I mean, they don't like anybody but us, you know. So, no, they don't, you know, they're very jumpy. I mean, they're very active. They could definitely get up there, no problem. I do think it's kind of funny because in our backyard we have a little porch where they go potty or whatever. And the mama had always jumped up, and somehow the daughter, who is way more jumpy than she is and can jump up on anything, almost jump up on the couch from behind the couch, and she just never learned to jump up on that porch, so she walks up the stairs. I can't explain why. But yeah, we don't do pets on the bed. It's hair, it's sleep disruption, it's... You know, I've had cats in the past. I don't like to admit it. There's a dark part of my history, but, you know... I think if it were up to me, maybe I would, but I don't really care. I don't miss them.
Have you ever?
That's what I was trying to think about, and I just can't remember from when I had a Dalmatian, you know.
So I'm going to say you didn't.
I don't think so. So anyway, you know.
Do they jump up on the couch?
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah, they're all over the couch.
Okay.
In fact, that's how they... if they don't feel like they've gotten the appropriate amount of attention from you when they were on the floor and you're walking past the couch to go to the kitchen, they go up to the middle level and up to the back and try to get attention from you that way because that's access to you at eye level. Hey, pay attention to me, dummy. I need more pets.
They have you trained.
They 100% do. Yeah, no, that's 100%. Yeah, so they're on the couch for sure, but they're definitely not on any of the beds in the house. 437-1620. Do pets go on the bed? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Yes, sir, I do. I see no accidents to report to you. The traffic light is now working again, so that's helping Highway 90 traffic coming into Pensacola. Don't see anything to slow you down. John Pickens, traffic on the fives.
I'm sure they would if they could be on the bed. Because, like, I take naps on the couch, and they'll try to come up and, like, the little one will try to lay on me or whatever.
So when your wife goes shopping, just invite them when your wife goes shopping. Oh, never mind. You do the shopping. Never mind.
28 years of marriage, John.
I know. I need to learn.
You learn some things.
I need to learn, son.
Be on a team. Don't go behind each other's backs. Don't do things when they're not around, you know.
Just... I don't know how they got here.
Why is she pawing at the door? Well, that's the other thing. They'd paw at the door probably, which... So we don't let him. We put him in a, well, one of them is in the cage at night and the other one's not. And that's mostly because she's torn some stuff up in the past and that seemed like a solution. But anyway. All right. 437-1620. Do you let your dogs or your cats or, I don't know, your pet turtle, your pet snake, Reggie? I don't know what's going on in your life, but, you know, do you let pets be up on the bed when you're sleeping? 437-1620. Somebody says, I have cats. And yes, they go on the bed and they do, in fact, sleep with me. Somebody says, John Hutchinson, our good friend, says no, and I don't sleep in the barn. They don't do me wrong. I don't do them wrong. We leave each other into our own area. Oh, this is kind of funny. See, I knew this would happen. We get people who have, like, yes buts, yabbits. You know, yeah, but only on top of the comforter. They cannot be under the comforter. I'm curious. What's the rationale there? Is it a shedding, a dirty, allergies, a ruminating around? What's the issue? You know, have they tried to be under the comforter? Maybe they want to be under the comforter. I don't know. Maybe they're cold.
Maybe they feel secure.
Yeah. They need to do the old baby burrito to get them to calm down.
Exactly.
You know, like how you swaddle a baby real tight so they can't move and it makes them happy because it's like the womb. Let's see. Somebody says, we have two Great Danes and the answer is no.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not so much that the Great Danes get on the bed. That's that the bed gets on the Great Danes.
Yeah, that's how you look at it.
That's a four-person bed all of a sudden. Let's see. Yes, how else will I get my heated 100-pound weighted blanket that drools, farts, and snores next to me?
Aww. And you should live with an English bulldog. She's a snorer.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh, I wasn't even thinking about the fart, though.
I wasn't either
until
that point. If
you've got a dog with issues,
And their head is facing the door and their rear is facing you.
I mean, I need a good night's sleep. I don't need that in the middle of my dreams. Either because it wakes me up or because it gets incorporated in the dreams. Either way is bad. Let's see. Somebody says 437-1620. That's the text number. Our Great Dane tends to invite himself. However, no way is he sleeping in the bed with me and my wife, considering that he's bigger than both of us.
Oh, the picture.
I love that people are sending their pictures of their dogs. That's great. I have a Boston Terrier that insists being under the covers on top of the bed.
Exactly.
Somebody says, yes, the Golden Doodle makes the best blanket. So, no, see, I'm a cuddler, you know? Like, I use one of those body pillows because I like that, you know?
So just use a dog. Come on now. I know 28 years of marriage.
you gotta pick your battles. And it's not really a battle. This might be the first frivolous topic.
Uh-oh.
That I don't really have a strong lean on. I could go either way. And as a result, I defer to my wife. Yeah, no, I mean, you know me. I'll fight about anything.
We know you.
I just don't really care. I did this for John, you know, as a gift to
him.
Thank you. Let's see. Princess Leia, a.k.a. Demon Cat, sleeps with us. But around 3 to 4, because I hear the horror stories from other people about cat wakes me up too early.
Well, maybe they got to go to the bathroom.
They can go. It's a cat.
I know, but dogs.
They can hold it. It's a dog.
Okay. You ain't never had a bulldog. Man.
But around 3 to 4 a.m. every single day, she's either scratching at the curtains for me to get up and open the blinds. Well, they trained you. Or she's running back and forth from the bedroom to the living room to jump on the bed with her toy mouse for me to play catch with her. She trained you. And that's where I draw the line. I kick her out and shut the door. Let's see. My ferrets are adorable, and they like to burrow under the covers and end up as a little bump at the foot of the bed.
Aww.
Yeah, but see, in the middle of the night, they'd, like, wiggle around, and I'd think I'd gotten the wrong kind of creature had gotten into the bed. That could be bad for me anyway. Somebody says, if you have a cat, you don't have a bed. The cat has the bed and may allow you to sleep there as well whenever
you choose to do so. That's how they think.
I think that's accurate. And again, I don't really love to admit it, but I would admit for fairness sake that at one point in time, I did in fact have a cat a long time ago. It peed on everything and we got rid of it for the right reasons. 8:51 on News Radio 92.3. I like inherited it from a coworker. She had gotten pregnant and the toxoplasmosis thing, you know, and so I took it off of her hands and Apollo, well, I loved him, but let's just say he had some issues. All right. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they do that extraordinarily well. 4 week. They sell 4 week. It's crazy. 209 homes they sold last year. And a lot of times they're selling homes that other people can't sell. They come to them as a second, third, fifth. One time, the seventh realtor, it's crazy. Homes that people think aren't the right price, and you may have to drop it, but sometimes you increase it because you're hitting the wrong people by having it underpriced. Christine was telling me the other day, this is a little while back, but she had a home that was listed at $499 that she inherited from another realtor, and the other realtor who couldn't sell it said, you'll never get more than $499. She listed it at $625, 10 days sold for cash. You have to know the market. And they know the market. Plus, they do all the little things. And I know it sounds weird, but even with so many clients, you will feel like you're their only one. And part of the value of a team is, like, if, you know, Christina's your primary, but, you know, she's got something going on with the kids that night or whatever, and it's an emergency, like, you know, that you need a house shown, there's other people on the team who can do that. So that team concept really works in your favor when it comes to working with them. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996. Oh, and by the way, in case you're just tuning in and you haven't heard the update, the Costco parking lot, Costco's been open for about an hour. Costco parking lot apparently is nearing, we ought to have like capacity. A Casino Beach parking lot cam.
Why don't we send a reporter out there?
Okay, all right, not me. But I hear that it's starting to get to the point where in the parking lot traffic is a mess. Maybe 9 Mile and Chemstrand is okay. But in all of this, all I can tell you is, I won't be going right away because I don't want to be in that mob. But also, I have a certain image in my head of what's going to happen when I do.
Welcome to Costco. I love you. Welcome to Costco. I love you. Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, it's the roundup event for Faber House at the Escambia County Equestrian Center on Mobile Highway. Wear your best Western gear and enjoy the live music and great barbecue for a great cause. See faberhouse.org for more. Saturdays from 9 till 2, stroll through more than 200 local vendors in downtown Pensacola's Palafox Market, named by Southern Living as Florida's best farmers market. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3, with wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after storms.
Here's your sign.
So speaking of Kamala Harris, sorry to just throw that at you all of a sudden.
Yeah, you did.
She's been speaking lately. Well, if you can call it that. I'll explain in a moment. John Pickens has traffic on the fives first.
That's right. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. I'm seeing no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, all through the construction zones look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So the person who could have been president was speaking on the Don Lemon YouTube channel, I guess, on Friday.
I really, truly believe this. We each have light inside of us. And we need to know that that is what inspires our hope as much as anything external to ourselves. And when we feel that and not allow an election or an individual to dampen that light, and instead let that light kind of carry us, in particular through moments of darkness, that we not only act on that hope, but we inspire that hope in each other. And in particular at this moment, it is so important that we not only have hope, but that we understand that that should be a verb.
What?
I don't know either.
Is this word salad again? Chop, chop.
Super clear. Then she was at an event on Saturday, I think Saturday, asked a question because the possibility is that she would run again. Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. No, I want to have a good alternative. I want to have two candidates that I could be excited if either one of them becomes president. Anyway.
You've talked about that you're thinking about running for president, right? How is that thought process going? What's the process in that? And I know you're on a listening tour, and I'm curious what you're hearing from people as you've gone around the country, what people are telling you that maybe you've learned that you didn't know before the process of doing so.
Why'd you lose?
What people are telling me includes that they want to believe in systems, and they've lost trust in those systems.
Mm-hmm. Do tell more. This is gripping.
What I hear a lot is that people know that at the end of this administration, there will be a lot of debris.
Like from the UFC fight?
Uh-huh. I tell them often, I can't guarantee that it won't get worse before it gets better. But the one thing I do know is at the end of it, there will be a lot of debris.
What?
And it would be irresponsible to then address that in a way that we only talk about what should we do, what do we need to do to rebuild. If we do that with any sense of nostalgia, that would be irresponsible.
In every community college in the nation.
See, that question wasn't on the script.
There is a writing center. where you can go and they will help you write or speak,
or
theoretically.
Do something.
Like a human.
The status quo is not working for a lot of people. And what the people are telling us is that they want things to be better. And in some places, what that sounds like is we want that to be broken. But they don't actually necessarily mean break it through destruction. But they do mean it has to be better.
I'm just going to let it speak for itself.
I don't know what
to do at this point.
Don't know.
It's
what to say.
Like, if William Shatner's pacing was put inside somebody who had jumbled all the words of the English language up in a fishbowl and was randomly grabbing them one after another and then speaking them as they came up. Meanwhile, in the exact opposite end of the communications effectiveness spectrum, the broadcaster for the England-Ghana 0-0 game had this to say.
As we know, the English historically struggle here in Massachusetts. So what happens here today?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Golf.